That's the spirit.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, how are you doing there, Johnny?
Professor Peter Lynham, should we just, so everyone knows exactly who you are. We haven't, I don't think we've done that in a while, Peter.
Oh, well, I feel flattered and honoured.
Might as well chuck that brag out there when we can, eh? You know?
Okay, very good.
Gives us legitimacy as well as you,
really. But you got me asking a pretty serious question last week because it left me thinking, what do we know about the ancient gods of Polynesia?
Thank you, yes.
And that really, the only source that I know of it is there's a scholar called Trumpf at the University of Sydney, who I was once on a panel with him together, and he uses a lot of anthropology to try to make sense of what we can see about the gods. You see, the trouble was the missionaries set out to destroy those god sites.
Because a lot of this would have been word of mouth anyway, right? It's like Maori tradition is a lot of it's just...
Well, clearly this is the age before written documentation.
Yes. Yeah.
We do know there were what were called sort of high sites of worship, and that once Christianity was adopted, one of the early things that happened is that people set out to destroy those sites completely. Now, exactly what was in those sites, I don't know, because in Melanesia, a bit later, when missionaries arrived, some of them began collecting and sending over to anthropologists in England and the like. There's a wonderful Rivers Museum, for example, in Cambridge, which has a whole lot of Melanesian gods. I'm not sure. I think there are some god statues in the Rivers Museum from Polynesia, but I'm not totally sure of the details. My impression is that they had a huge fear of divinities, and they were not very like Maori divinities. You know, they were in winds or storms,
right,
or water,
yes,
and the like, so that they were, what's the phrase that used to be used, departmental gods.
What's that again? Departmental?
Departmental gods. So, you know, in Maori, the god of war,
the god
of fire, etc., etc. And that quite a lot of Polynesia had the same sort of phenomenon. But what I think is a bit different from Maori sites is that there were some sorts of temples, and at those temples people came and there were priests who conducted some sort of worship. So I wish I could find out more about that. But you see, in a way, the convicts were bound to denounce what they saw or what they remembered. So maybe it's very hard to get a clear impression. In the missionary books, there's lots of quotations of denunciations of idolatry. But idolatry is such a loaded word, isn't it? I mean, assumes so much about what was going on. And I suppose that they had some kinds of images, but I'm mostly working on this with the pattern of a great deal of what you might call primitive paganism.
I, in the sense that you look up and that is your god. There's so many things, especially if you're from, I mean, they were navigating the waters, you know, so they needed the stars more than, like, say, your average farmer or somewhere.
Well, precisely, yes.
Hey, just on another note, on the missionaries, I was told that apparently Papua New Guinea, that was quite a hard place for them to crack. Apparently, just about every missionary couple that got sent there to try and convert was, you know, just didn't come back, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you have two or three huge problems in most of Melanesia, and especially Papua New Guinea, and that is basically every valley had its own language. And that meant there was very little communication, because Melanesian social structure really leaves no basis for the unification of tribes. And so there's incredible competition.
They're all warring against each other, aren't they, as well?
That's right. Yeah. And so any person who comes in and tries to bring a message from outside is going to be very, very suspect.
Yeah. Nobody's got time for that. Hey, we're busy. We're doing all this other stuff. What are you doing?
Well, and you can argue that that's a very serious problem to this day in Papua New Guinea.
Right.
That it's just there's still constant infighting, and so far as I can understand, the parliament is regularly disrupted by, you know, really serious violence, and it comes down to tribal and family loyalties.
Right, right.
Is there, so you're saying there are quite a few artifacts of like the ancient Melanesian gods. Do you think there would be, is it a long bow to draw a comparison to, you know, what we know about the Melanesian gods and how they might be similar throughout the rest of the, throughout the Pacific?
We must not draw that bow.
Okay.
Melanesian society is not complete. I mean, Fiji overlaps a bit between Melanesia and Polynesia.
Mm.
But it's, I mean, most of these gods reflect on the local sense of awe and fear. And so sailing cultures will be very different, I think, from settled cultures.
Right.
And it will reflect the kinds of fears and concerns that people have got about agriculture. Mm. I mean, a lot of the divinities are those who might disrupt the power of agriculture. A lot of the divinities compete with each other.
Mm.
And I'm assuming that what we know of Maori society is going to be very, very similar in Polynesia. After all, the story of Maui has almost exact replicas in every part of Polynesian society. Maui under similar names.
Mm.
And Maui is the product of the gods.
Right.
So that would suggest that's the way it worked. But what I would love to know more of is whether there were shrines, what these shrines were like.
I reckon it was probably more places, and the problem probably is they're carved out of wood.
Yes,
they didn't seem to use a lot of, I don't want to say porcelain, what am I, you know, like terracotta or whatever you call that. What do you call that?
Yes, but
you know
but
what I mean?
But Easter Island is an interesting exception there.
Right. Oh, okay.
Very striking.
Do you know much about?
This is actually a good point. We should probably lead on.
Have we ever talked about Easter Island on that?
We haven't. That would be a great topic because I've done some reading on Easter Island. It's extremely interesting.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Well, tune in next week. I guess that feels good.
All right. We'll know all about it then.
Sweet as Peter. Well, let's pick up next week on Easter Island.
We'll return to that subject right then and there. Yeah.
Cool. Excellent. Thanks so much, mate.
See you.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Professor Peter Lynham there. Just giving us the skinny on Polynesian, what do you say, divinity?
A very quick snapshot. But it's very interesting, isn't it?
We'll go to Easter Island next week. We're on a little tour around
the Pacific.
Around the
Oceania.
What a treat. Always a pleasure.